12. You listen to Vectis Radio, and we've got Dame Shirley in the studio, and we've also got someone who was pretending to be a Cockney for some reason. He's a right geezer.
He's not going the lighter, is he?
We've got is it Mark Thomas?
Yeah, Mark. Yeah.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
You have an instrument in your hand.
I do,
and it's not the what was it you were calling it?
A banjolele.
Oh, it's a banjo, this one.
And there is something else that you go around with as well. What is that? What is Dame Shirley actually talking about?
Oh, she's talking about the banjolele, which is a cross between a ukulele and a banjo.
And that's not what you were calling it earlier on, was it?
The banjolele.
You were calling it something
banjolele,
else.
Wasn't it?
A banjolele.
Banjolele.
Well, you know, they look the same. Anyway.
You've got the banjo there. You've got also got some things attached to it. So what are they?
They're my festival wristbands for the festivals that I've done with this banjo.
Oh, right. So you've actually played the can I have your autograph?
No.
you've played the festival or the festival?
Yeah. Done festival.
And with that, so you've been on stage and doing that?
Yeah.
How great is that?
Pieces, yeah.
All right. We're honoured.
We are honoured. And he's going to play for us, Ian.
Yeah. We're going to, because, was it four strings on there?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have a song from you in a mo, but the reason why you're here, obviously, is not because, get you out of the cold and give you a cup of tea and warm you up and then get you on your merry way.
Give it a pound.
It's because you're being part of, and you did earn a pound at the weekend, didn't you?
I did.
Where did you go to earn the pound?
I do some busking all around the island. There's a bit of practice when I'm not busy. So one of the guys in the studio said, I saw you the other day and I gave you a pound. I was very grateful.
That was James and Judith, and they're on later on. They're just not anybody. They just drag them off the street. So you come in to promote the event that you're helping us with, which is on November the 18th, and
that's right.
Dame Shirley is big, you know, she's like competing with John Giddings.
I'm doing better than him.
Like an organiser.
But we're not having campers. Well, no tents this year.
So you put this together November the 18th. It's a music night,
yeah.
And All Washed Up are going to be playing live.
Yes.
A couple of sets from them.
Oh yes, well they're sort of all evening. They'll be doing bits and pieces, and Mark will as well.
So you're like the support act. You're like All Washed Up warm up act.
He's played with us before, actually, haven't you, Mark?
Yeah.
Joined in and played with the odd one or two. And we've got Jessica White. She's fantastic. Her voice is really, really good. And of course we've got our own Head Funk Tom, the DJ.
He's going to be doing a session
as
well, is he?
He's going to be coming in, playing bits and pieces. So
excellent.
The music's going to be fantastic.
Looking forward to it. This is November the 18th. You can get yourself a ticket.
Tickets are only £5. We've got a fantastic raffle. We've got a bottle tombola as well. I mean, a couple of the prizes for the raffle are, I mean, we've got some Bluetooth headphones. They're worth £100. We've got a watch, which is worth £150. We've got loads of sort of gifts that you can use for Christmas.
Yeah.
Boxes of chocolates and biscuits and all sorts of things.
Some wonderful pictures I saw as well.
A couple of beautiful pictures, old maps. Really lovely.
We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Just want to point out that this is an event, and the funds will go towards...
Every penny.
Will go towards the FM licence, the FM setup, and transmitters and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So thank you for being involved with that,
Mark,
and helping us.
I mean, luckily we've got the room for nothing. I've got a security man for nothing. So there is absolutely not a penny to pay out for anything.
Tickets are a fiver.
Yep.
And you can get them from...
You can get them from Goldtone Music Shop, or you can come into the studio for them. Or if anybody knows Mark's going to have a few with him, or even for me, you know.
Have you sold any yet, Mark?
I've only just getting them. I've come to get them. Shirley's giving me now a mad rush to hunt me down on the street to go
Shame
and buy
on you.
Some.
Shame on you for not selling any.
You didn't have any.
Forgiveness will be granted if you do manage to sell a few. So, are you going to do a song for us, are you?
I could do a song for you.
All right. What are you going to do?
I'll do the Folsom Prison Blues.
Okay, all right. Here we go then.
Hear that train a come, it's rolling round that bend. I ain't seen the sunshine, so I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. Well, that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby. My mama told me, son, said always be a good boy, don't you ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Well, I hear that whistle blow, I hit my head and I cry. Rich folks eating in a fancy dining car, probably drinking coffee while they're smoking big cigars. But I know I had it coming, I know that I can't be free. But these people keep it moving, and it's what touches me. Freed me from this prison here, that river dream is mine. I bet I'd move out over a little further down that line. Fight for some prison, that's where I want to stay. And I let that lonesome whistle man go blow my blues away. Said I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
That was lovely.
Obviously, that would be perfect, but yeah, by the time you get to November the 18th when you practice it,
yeah,
wasn't it?
When he sings in tune, when he's practiced.
You're an incredible talent, you really are. Just to come in off the street, just to plug in your doofer there, yeah, and away you go. That's great. How long have you been playing that then?
This one was given to me about a year and a half ago by a guy called Chris Taylor, who lives in Sandown, and he used to play it in 1975 in a jazz band.
Wow.
And he didn't play it anymore and said I could have it if I could learn it.
Oh, wow.
It's tuned differently to the uke. And, yeah, I'm very grateful that he gave it to me because it's a fantastic instrument.
Yeah, and you've done him proud then because you don't half play that thing well. You really do. Do you know any Chaz and Dave?
We once did it's gone off.
Come on, do you know any Chaz and Dave?
No, I did once do one, but not anymore.
Come on, you should learn Gertrude for the night, all right?
That's a challenge.
Ian?
If you buy a ticket off me, I'll learn Gertrude.
I'll buy a ticket off you, no worries.
There you go, Shirley.
That'll be £5 well worth. Honestly, Gertrude. Okay.
I'm forgiven now.
I'll email you the lyrics, all right? It's a great... You'd love it, because it's a bit Cockney rhyming slang. Honestly, terrific. That's going to be the highlight of the night.
I'm not going then.
Okay.
I should walk out the room if you do that, Mark.
And if he sings that,
you've got a moral dilemma, Shirley.
Pay him £50 to shut up. All right. If he starts doing Chaz and Dave numbers.
Well, I know you're trying to get all washed up to do it, but I won't let them. I'm their manager, and I've told them they're not to sing it.
I think we should try and get them as much money raised as possible for you to do a Chaz and Dave tune with. All washed up. That would be great.
It would.
You sound very much like the guy that fronts All Washed Up. Andrew. Andy.
Oh, yeah. Andrew.
And you kind of... There's a look as well. He hasn't got a long-lost son, has he?
That would make him
your grandchild, wouldn't it?
So. Yes, you'd be one of my grandchildren, yes.
There is a likeness. There is a steel
playing the banjo.
How old are you, Mark?
19.
You see, I've got grandchildren of 21, so you could be one of my grandchildren.
Very similar.
Yes.
You can't have me, Shirley.
I'll adopt you, dear.
Yay!
Yes.
All right. So, you can do another song for us?
I could do another song for you.
Go on then, lift up that banjo.
Go on then.
Okay, we can do this time. Chaz and Dave, Gertrude?
No, I'm not going to do Chaz and Dave.
That's a shame.
I'll do San Francisco Bay Blues.
Francisco Bay. Well, the ocean liners are gone so far away. I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best girl I've ever had. She said goodbye while I could take a cry. I wanna lay down and die. a nickel, well, I ain't got a lousy dime. But if I don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. Lose my mind. I said if I ever get a back to stay, it's gonna be another brand new day. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Way to go. Woman that I'm so crazy about, I said she don't love me no more. Think I'll catch a freight train, 'cause I'm feeling blue. Riding all the way to the end of the line, thinking only of you. Meanwhile, living in the city, just about to go insane. She used to call my name. If I ever get her back to stay, there'll be another brand new day. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Oh yeah. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay.
No, that was brilliant.
Yeah, you're a star. You're a star. I'll tell you what. I wish I had half the talent you have. You must be so much fun when you have family get-togethers, won't you?
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, that must be such good fun. I mean, we don't know how to have a good time anymore. But if you've got a banjolina or whatever it is you're calling it, Dame Shirley.
Yeah, one of them things.
And someone that knows a few numbers.
But his mum joins in sometimes with her bells, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Spoons.
Yeah. I bet you have some great Christmases, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. How long is your set for when you come around and do the gig?
How long does Shirley want?
We don't know yet. We haven't. I'm sort of leaving that for Andrew. He's going to compare the evening, I think.
Okay.
And he'll sort it all out.
Good on him.
I'll get together with him next week and we'll find out what's okay. What. But I think Mark will be there all evening anyway.
Oh, yeah,
won't
I'll
you, Mark?
Be there all
evening. And you, you are going to learn the Chaz and Dave song?
Well,
which one do you want
to
do?
Good
Chaz.
He's trying to wind me up, Mark. Oh.
You got to do that one. Gooch is the best one. Because that is a real crowd pleaser. You can get Shirley up, do some backing vocals on that as well. So, we've got to point out, it's November the 18th. It's a Friday evening. It's here at the Riverside Centre. Tickets are available. They're only a fiver. You can get them from here at the radio station, and you can also get them from Gold
Tone Music Shop. And also, you could pay at the door.
Okay.
The £5 entry.
£5 entry.
We've got it at 8 o'clock. We've got it till midnight. The room, which is fantastic.
And Wendy will wash up, go on stage. 8 o'clock, bang, start.
We don't know yet. We're not quite sure what we're going to do. Which way we're going to do it? We might have Tom Headfunk just play music while people are coming in.
Okay.
Because obviously the girl singer, we need to tone it down a bit while she's singing. Before all washed up get on and make a lot of noise.
Okay.
You know,
tone it down a bit.
None of your Gertrude shouting out.
Why not? That's the whole point. Isn't she doing some Chaz and Dave as well then?
I'm really worried that you might get up and do a Gertrude with all washed up.
Maybe I could get up with you and do a Gertrude.
Yes, you do it. Get Andrew as well.
We could do a Chaz and Dave set.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Only a short one. Only an album. All the way through. Do you know any Chaz and Dave? Seriously.
Not rehearsed.
Well, look, you've got to go home and you've got to learn Gertrude, all right? That's going to be the highlight of the evening for me, all right? Gertrude. All right. Gertrude.
He's doing it on purpose, Mark.
I know, Shirley.
Yes.
I do feel sorry for you.
I've got a friend.
So what do you do rest of the time when you're not playing?
I'm a self-employed musician. I've got my jazz trio, Jukebox Jazz.
Yeah.
And we go around and do all the pubs and festivals and all sorts of things. And then... And when I'm not doing anything else, I go out and play on the streets and all sorts.
And you
of things.
Go to the mainland, don't you, to
yeah.
play?
Yeah.
That's with two young ladies that play.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because they started off as what did they start? Because they started off as a twosome, and then they involved you.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I was a solo, and they were a duo. They set up their duo. We originally put an advert out for ukulele players. We all got together with ukes, and it didn't work. And then I saw them playing brass, and I said, look, let's do some jazz. And they hadn't played jazz really before. They'd done some brass band stuff, but they hadn't really played jazz. And then when we got together, it just worked straight away.
And it works. Yeah,
and
I'd
never
does.
Sung until then. The girl said, you've got to sing because we've got brass instruments and we can't. So that was when I started.
Bossy women, aren't they? They tell you what to do. I think it's a brilliant sound for it, you know, and I think there's a market for it as well. I really do. Is there any plans to do any own stuff? Are you working on stuff?
I haven't at the moment. I've not found any natural stuff coming to me that's been, you know, my own. I've just looked at a lot of the really old songs that aren't played, things like what Big Bill Brunsey and Washboard Sam,
yeah,
and Tate brought some of them tunes out that no one's heard and in years and a lot of time never heard,
yeah,
and I just do them in my own style.
Let's be honest, it doesn't really matter because the Rolling Stones are just bringing out a new album. It's all covers. It's all old stuff that other people have regurgitated. Yeah. So I mean, if they can't bring out any new stuff. You know, what hope is there for the rest of you? But I mean, that you've got a great sound. It sounds really, really good. I can't wait to see you on stage live in a crowd of, you know, a sea of grey women chucking their underwear at you and stuff. I think it's going to be a great night. I really do. And halfway through, a couple of Chaz and Dave songs, we'll just about make the night. Now, do you want to pick up that little banjo thingy and we do another song? Shall
all right
we?
Then.
What are you going to do this time?
Let's go. We'll do Out with the Wrong Woman.
Hey, what?
Oh. Out with the Wrong Woman.
Out with the Wrong Woman. That sounds like a Chaz and Dave song.
I went out to a party last night. I was dressed to kill. The people saw I was dancing with, but I guess they laughing still. I was with the wrong woman. I was with the wrong woman. Yes, I was with the wrong woman. I was out with last night. Face man, I said, looking down at her feet. Said she built like an automobile, but she didn't have no room or seat. I was with the wrong woman. I was with the wrong woman, yes, I was in the wrong woman. I was there with last night. Bought myself a bottle of juice, and I'm drinking it to myself. When I drink up to my head, I become somebody else. I was with the wrong woman. Wrong woman, stupid. I was with the wrong woman. That door, said I'll never do that no more. I was with the wrong woman, skipping it with the wrong woman, skipping it was in the wrong woman. I was there with last night. With the wrong woman, with the wrong woman, yes, I was. Wrong woman, I was there with last night. I was with the wrong.
Blame you for the breakup of my marriage because that song's going to be sung by me for the rest of the day. I'm with the wrong woman, and not deliberately. I should go home and I should sing that, and the wife would be thinking, "What's he singing about? What's he singing about?" I'm with the wrong woman. Yes, I was. I'm with the wrong woman. We should do a duet. I've got the perfect song.
Sponsored duet.
Gertcha. Hey, look, it's been a joy to be around you. I could see when you go out and you play in the street and so on, I can see why you get big crowds around you. I can see why James and Judith invested their pounds at the weekend. I think it's brilliant. I think, yeah, breath of fresh air. So good luck with the career and obviously good luck with the gig as well.
Thank you very much.
And please come back again and maybe next time we do a whole hour because I think we've done that before.
Oh, but, I'd love to come back again.
Yeah, and you learn some Chaz and Dave, you can come in regular.
Yeah. Just let me know when you're coming in then.
We will see you on the 18th of November.
Definitely.
And you know, so tickets are available. Money will go towards the Vectist FM fund. And there are some wonderful raffle prizes. We should point out that a lovely man called Mark Peddy,
yeah,
has donated £200 for raffle prizes.
He gave it to me to go get some prizes. So I've got some lovely ones.
So not only has he built a magnificent magnificent Four P's area for us in the last couple of days. He's made a massive donation, and he's donated some other things as well. So big thanks to Mark Petty.
Definitely.
He's also working the door that night too.
He's doing the door for nothing, because that's his job as security man, so, but he said he'll donate his evening for us.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Hey, look, we'll see you on the 18th.
Brilliant.
Thank
you. See you then. Thank you.
And we'll take a break.